Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Driven into the gap. And nobody's there. And Devers off to the races. And he's going to stop at second. The Giants take the lead. And listen to this crowd.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what'd you all do when that happened? What'd you do when Devers knocked that thing into Triple's alley in his second at bat as a gigante?
I said three words.
What?
Eat it, Boston.
Yeah!
Eat it.
Oh my, it's so funny that you say that. Quick story.
Yep.
So I'm watching the Giants last Friday night. Logie is on one, right?
Yep.
But it's 1-1. And the bases are drunk with Giants. I don't even remember what inning it was. Feels like it was the fifth inning maybe. And Casey is at the bat. And that's not usually the greatest feeling when there are ducks on the pond. But Casey against Yoshinobu Yamamoto, he just got a hanger. And he got all of it. And I'm sitting there with Jude. He's only 11. He doesn't fully know. Like, the hatred of the Dodgers is not fully
developed.
Right? It's not fully developed with him yet, as it is with a 50-year-old man. So, when that grand slam gets hit at Dodger Stadium in game one, the first game between the Giants and Dodgers this season, stuff comes out. Like, it comes from the gut. It comes from deep. It comes from way down here. And so
it comes from decades of hatred, sports
exactly,
hatred.
Exactly. It comes from Cody Bellinger's base hit in 2021. Like, it's coming from a place.
It comes from Brian Johnson and, you know, Joe Morgan.
All of it.
Yeah.
So many great
memories and great moments.
Exactly. Comes from Lasorda. So anyway.
R.I.P. Rest in pasta.
It's funny.
Thank you.
So, like, there's the normal, a Giant just hit a grand slam to untie a game. And it was like, yeah, yeah. And he's like, high five, like high five. And then he pauses and he's looking at the TV and I'm kind of right behind him. And all of a sudden there's a beat, like count to three, and Casey's rounding third, and Dad, from the depths of his belly, just goes, "Eat it, Dodgers!" And he almost flew off of the couch. And he turned around and he was laughing, like uncontrollable laughter. And he was just like, "I did not know that you were going to yell." And he was so surprised that I just like it all. Because, like, you know, I'm a huge fan, but I try not to like scream at electronics. It happens.
I'm a Giants fan.
Happened a couple of weeks ago.
Remember I was embarrassed when we went out to Sonoma during a Warrior game and I yelled at electronics. Like, it happens. But, like, I try not to do too much of that. But, boy, I let one rip on during that grand slam. and it surprised him. He did not see it coming.
Well, that was a big moment. It was ace versus ace, tie game, first matchup of the season. Your Dodger hatred, that stadium, trying to bounce back after an unfortunate, unnecessary loss in Colorado. I mean, that was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Four was unnecessary, famously, but that was also unnecessary. That loss was unnecessary.
You've ruined that word for me, by the way. Anybody who doesn't know the joke we're talking about, go search the video.
The splash video when Clay came back to
when
town.
When Clay came back to town on 95.7
The splash challenge. Director of sports Lucas Alexander was supposed to throw a bucket of water on me, and he hit me, and he emptied the chamber. And the fourth time he did it, I said four was unnecessary. Because it was unnecessary.
It was, because the whole idea was three. Like, they shoot threes. And so he hit you, and then he hit you, and then he hit you again. And it was very funny. And you thought, it's time to move on. And you started talking, and then more water.
And I said, four was unnecessary.
Four was unnecessary. It was very, very
funny.
And
at the end of the video, anyway, I was given two paper towels to dry off.
Yeah.
Paper towels.
You could have used more.
I could have used another seven or eight squares.
Just more.
Point being,
anyway,
that Grand Slam was cathartic and necessary.
Big time.
And so I get your reaction being that absolutely over the top.
Eat it.
Exactly.
Eat it, Dodgers.
So that was my reaction last night. Eat it, Boston, because that's the first of many. Devers is on the move.
Absolutely. And I think it's appropriate, too, because I kind of have the hair on the back of the neck standing up right now for reasons that I didn't even know were there. Like, I told you this earlier, I've never even been to Boston. I've never been to
Boston.
That
surprises me.
I don't know Rafi Devers. I knew the story, but, like, we hadn't gone deep into it. I didn't realize that these two sides, Devers and the Red Sox, were this upset with one another. But I didn't even like it. Like, how about this? Maybe this will make it feel even better. I didn't like it when the Mavs did it to Luka. And I hate the Lakers. And I'm not a Luka fan. Stop complaining to the refs after every play, Luka. But I did not like when Luka went to the Lakers and the Mavericks within days are like, so he's fat.
He's fat. Smokes a lot.
Right, he's fat. He drinks a lot of beer. We think that he's lazy. We don't think he's going to go well. Like, don't do a smear campaign. Your fans love this player. This is a great player. If you want to trade him, trade him. But you don't need to then, on the back end of that, conduct a smear campaign against this player because you're trying to win your fans back that checks notes, by the way, you ain't going to win. You're not going to win that fight. The Mavericks are not going to make up with their fans over Luka, and the Red Sox are not going to make up with their fans over Rafi and Mookie Betts and Chris Sale and Xander Bogaerts,
right.
And we could go on and on. You're not going to win that fight, so don't
Babe
try.
Ruth. For those of you who partake.
It's been a minute. But you know what I mean? Like, so now I've got this feeling of, like, I want to wrap Rafi into our arms as Giants fans to almost protect him because he's getting ripped in public. And I'm like, four was unnecessary. You don't need to do this. You don't need to do this. So I'm kind of with you. I like eat it, Boston.
Yeah.
And even though I wasn't feeling any of that until 2 days ago.
You don't need to do this, but when you have a trade go like this and you basically ship a guy out 6 weeks ahead of a deadline and you don't get really that much in return. Apologies to Kyle Harrison. You might turn out to be everything that the Giants and the fans hoped that he would be. But even if he turns out to be Zach Wheeler in 5 or 6 years, I think the Giants still win the trade because
I agree with you.
You know, you gave up Jordan Hicks and his contract, which you were happy to do. He just wasn't doing it. And a couple of prospects. And by the way, James Tibbs off to a terrible start for Boston in Double A.
What did he do?
0-for-4 with three punchies.
Oh, well,
Giants won the trade.
That's the end of that.
Yep.
Yeah. No. The only way that I don't even. This is one of those because it's a star and because it's 8 years. There's no pressure for this to be like immediate dividends. Yes, I think the Giants need to make the postseason. That's not even my point. The only way that this is a loss of a trade for the Giants is if something just absolutely awful happens to Devers and, like, you know, he ends up not playing a whole lot over the next 8 years.
Right.
That'd be the only way. And Harrison or Tibbs needs to become a star. But outside of that, even if Harrison works out, it's like you got 8 years of Rafi Devers. That's worth it. Especially because always in San Francisco, you're going to be able to find pitching. And you've got other young pitchers who seemingly have passed Kyle Harrison. It looks like Birdsong has passed him right now. Roop had passed him. You've got all the Carsons on Sacramento right
now.
Three
of them, right?
Mason
Black is still in the mix?
Absolutely. Ragsdale, Wisenhunt. These guys are going to be, I don't know if all of them are going to work out, but I'd be surprised if none of them worked out. So, and by the way, Logan Webb is still not going anywhere for a while. Like, there's so much in that well that I find it hard to imagine a scenario where you look back at this 8 years from now and think the Giants, you know, lost the deal. I just don't even see how it's really that possible.
You had to, at some point, start to offload some pitching because there's not going to be room. Robbie Ray's got one more year. You've got Logan and Robbie for sure next year. And you've got, you know, Roop, who's looking good. Although I do think about Landon Roop, and he's already pitching more so far this year than I think he ever has, including at the collegiate level. Well, so I start to think about Landon Roop and, like, this year, what's going to be his max? So I do think about them at some point having to figure out something else for the rotation.
We're overstating it a little bit.
I don't think that you want him to throw 150 innings.
I don't know. I don't like it'd be a good question at some point, you know, for the Giants when we start getting into the second half of the season. I heard Steiny and Evan talking about this earlier, and they kind of were like, they're like, well, Birdsong's at 50-something innings, and he only threw 72 last year. And I was like, well, for the Giants, he threw 72 last year. But he pitched an entire season. Like, when he wasn't pitching the 72 innings for the Giants, he was pitching in the minors. And, like, you're throwing the same, right?
You're still throwing a baseball from 60 feet, 6 inches,
and you're still throwing it hard, and you're still throwing your best and everything. So I think that these guys are pretty stretched out. Sure. Could they have some fatigue at the end of the year? Yes, they could.
Birdsong last year, 129 innings.
Okay.
Total.
Okay.
So
he's only at 50-something right now.
Yeah. I think 48.
And in theory, you would be able to
stretch it out
push a little further this
Agreed.
Year. Yeah.
I'm more thinking about Landon Roop in that vein where, you know, if you get into, you know, about the 100-inning mark. And this is what they ended up doing with Jordan Hicks last year, you remember? Because he got to a spot where he had pitched more innings than he ever had before. And so that's when they kind of made the transition to get him off to the bullpen.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, it was also just because fatigue versus not pitching that well. Like, he wasn't that great anymore as a starter, and that was going that way again this year, quite frankly. All right. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries, who have Caitlin Clark in town tomorrow night. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Plus, we're getting close. If you want to win a pair of tickets to see My Chemical Romance, July 19th at Oracle Park, we're going to give you that chance this hour and all week long in the 4 o'clock hours right here on Willard and Dibbs. One of the five winners will randomly get selected to be upgraded, and you will get sweet tickets. This is all courtesy of Live Nation. Keep listening. At some point this hour, we're going to tell you the contest is on, give you the cue to call, and you'll just need to be the fifth caller. We'll give you the contest line, all of that stuff. At some point later on this hour, caller five will end up being the winner. So stay tuned for that. Good luck. For more info and to buy My Chemical Romance suite tickets, log on to sfgiants.com/concerts. Also, shortly after 5 o'clock, we'll give away Caitlin Clark Valkyries tickets. They play each other tomorrow night at Chase Center. Grandy and I are going to do the show down at Chase Center tomorrow. As we get ready for this one, we've got tickets, so be with us in the 5 o'clock hour for that. And Alex Pavlovich down at the stadium, having just spoken to Bob Melvin, who is speaking right now. He will join us in just about 15 minutes. We wanted to play this and react to it. We haven't had a chance to yet, but here we are. I loved this. I thought this was important because so many people in Boston, Papelbon, David Ortiz, a little sprinkle of Johnny Damon this morning with Shasky and Spadoni, and then obviously the ownership and executive branch of the Boston Red Sox, have all been saying things about Rafi Devers in the last 48 hours that are not kind to his character, to his situation. So this is from Bleacher Report. Listen to what Pedro Martinez says about Rafi Devers and the idea of being a locker room cancer.
I was shocked, just like everybody else. I was shocked because if you try to sell to me, knowing Rafi Devers, that Rafi is a bad teammate or he's not a team player, you're lying. You're going to tell me he's a bad influence in the clubhouse? He's not. Does he want to play every single day? Yes, that's probably why he was mad. Well, the thing got mishandled from the get-go. And I think if I'm Jimmy and I'm Grandy and we have an ex-teammate or a teammate that's not doing things like they should be doing, we pull him aside, all three of us, and we convince him to come into the things that we want to do together. This should have been in the hands of baseball people, not front office people, not leaking it to the media, not having a back and forth between the media and Alex and Sam Kennedy and Breslow. So I think it should have been handled by baseball people, Pedroia, Big Papi.
Okay. That's spot on about four different fronts. Like, you're going to walk away thinking, yeah, they should have had baseball people do it. But think about some of the other stuff that he said in there, and don't forget what he said at the very, very beginning, because I think that that's the important part for Giants fans. You can get caught up into the weeds of what Boston did wrong, how they should have handled it differently, who they should have had handle it, but in the end, that's sort of irrelevant to Giants fans now. What's relevant to me is whether or not this guy is a good clubhouse guy,
right,
or bad clubhouse guy. Pedro's words right there. If you paint Rafi Devers as a bad clubhouse guy, it's a lie.
You're lying. You're lying.
That's what I'm taking out of that.
Absolutely. And I defy anybody to go back and find accounts in the past of Rafael Devers being a bad teammate. You can see stuff this year when things went south and they signed Bregman and he didn't want to move to first, and then they needed him to play first. And they wanted him back at third, and he felt jacked around, and so he didn't want to do it. And so that's a this season thing. But you go back in the previous years, and you're not going to find those stories of him being a malcontent, a bad clubhouse guy. You and I were talking during the break about a stat that you thought you had heard, and I found it, which is he leads baseball in extra base hits since 2019.
There it is.
That's okay. A long stretch of time.
Yes, it is.
And he is numero uno in extra base hits over that, what, six-year period going into this year. So tough to be a malcontent and a bad teammate when you're out there raking. You really have to go out of your way to be a bad actor and still go out there and play well.
By the way, they also won a World Series with him.
Yeah.
So how bad could he have been? By the way, right before you traded him, they had won five games in a row. They had just swept the New York Yankees. He was the best hitter on your team as you started to go on these winning streaks. And so maybe those feel like small samples to people, but I just, it's like, where is your evidence, Boston? Where's your evidence?
Well, the evidence, like, is only what you think about what happened,
like,
here.
I would, even if we're going to, and it's so easy for us in this market to do this, if we're going to compare this to Jimmy Butler, like, if the Miami Heat go on a smear campaign of Jimmy Butler, and to a degree there was a little bit of that, if you said, where's the evidence, Miami's going to be like, well, here it is. Here's the evidence. By the way, the entire history of Jimmy Butler's career is the evidence. Like, he's worked his way off of a number of rosters. There are a number of people who have been bothered, rubbed the wrong way,
sure,
by Jimmy Butler through the years. Where's your evidence on Rafi Devers?
Nobody doesn't exist.
Nobody's ever said a word about this until 5 weeks ago.
Right, until this situation and this year. And even if you don't love the way it played out, and I don't give the Red Sox organization 100% of the blame, I think that they take on the majority of the blame, but Rafael Devers could have done things to defuse it, when maybe he could have done things to be more of a team player. He chose not to, and it's because, in his eyes, he was disrespected. He was not consulted about a guy coming in to take his position, and he was hurt by that, and he gets the right to have whatever feelings he wants to have about that. But if I look at the pie chart of blame, for me, it's not 100% and zero. The Boston organization shoulders the majority of it, no doubt.
Yeah, I tend to, at least the way I kind of live my life or my experiences, I don't think 100% of the blame almost ever exists. I know that there are,
yep,
right, there's some excessive situations,
sure,
that might cross people's minds when I say that, but I mean, in the normal everyday of life and the things that happen in business and in family and whatnot, I don't think 100% blame almost ever exists. So I'll agree with you there. But the bottom line is also, you know, I've said this to you before. I laugh when people go, everybody needs to be treated the same. No, that's not the way it works.
No,
like,
it's
you
not.
Don't treat your kids the same as you would treat the neighbor's kids. You know, like
Well, you don't treat your own kids the same as you treat your own kids.
That's another good point. You know what I mean?
Like, you got three, and the three of them get treated in different ways in different situations.
Absolutely. And part of that is because they've earned it. Part of that is because of what age they might be, what
exactly.
the circumstances are. And the circumstances are here, this is your best player, period.
And he's a vet.
So I don't care if you think that the center fielder who's batting 200, well, everybody's the same. No, they're not. And that's what I think a lot. The Red Sox voices I want to listen to, Pedro Martinez, Manny Ramirez said it today. You do not treat the face of your organization this way. If the Warriors brought in a new point guard, pretty sure they'd ask Steph. We think,
Chef. Well, they did, Chris Paul, yeah. And I bet you they asked him.
You're damn right they did.
And they asked Draymond, hey, we're looking at a possible deal here where, you know, we can get rid of some salary and we'll bring in a vet for 1 year. What do you think about Chris Paul, Steph? Never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
If they didn't want Chris Paul here, Chris Paul wouldn't have been here.
So. Yeah, David in El Cerrito. Hi, David. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day and let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thank you. Listen, the Red Sox are the only ones who had to deal with this, right? They're the only ones that know the relationship between the player and the organization. People break up with people all the time. Sometimes those people marry other people afterward. So it works out at some other point down the road with other people. But when we're saying assigning blame based on a percentage basis, I don't know that the Red Sox have a history of doing this. So clearly, whatever the negativity existed between the two of them, it clearly existed, or they wouldn't make such a drastic decision. So I don't see why there's a need to defend the player and denigrate the organization, because clearly it's their experience and their history is a pretty strong history.
Okay, so David, can I answer that? Just from my standpoint, there's two things that stand out. A, I would argue that the Red Sox recent history does include this. Devers is not the first. They got into a messy contract situation with Mookie Betts, and they've got all kinds of egg on their face because of the way that played out. The Dodgers are champions, and the Red Sox got two players who couldn't play, quite frankly. So I do think that they've got that. And B, the reason I feel the need to defend the player is because, to your point, if you want to get divorced, get divorced. But once the divorce is over, you don't need to get out there in front of cameras and start ripping the person you just left. And that's what they're doing. They're on a smear campaign. And I don't think that that's appropriate at all.
He's the statistical star, as you guys pointed out. So talking to former players who aren't in the day-to-day locker room or dealing with him, like, something clearly went bad between them and him. And I just feel like, look, he might be in a better situation now, but it's not going to change the situation whether people are blaming the Red Sox or not. He's either going to come here and succeed or he won't. But I'm talking historical. They're a pretty, you know, they've done pretty well for themselves as a franchise over the last 20, 25 years. It's not like they're a suffering team. Everyone makes mistakes. But I'm saying they had the relationship. It went sour. Good people get in bad relationships all the time. Maybe this is one of those situations. I don't know that assigning blame to them at 100% or 90 or 80 makes any sense. It's just oil and water, and it didn't mix. So hopefully it mixes here.
I hear you, David. I see it a little bit differently because I do think that the process used by any business, and we're in the business of sports, needs to be analyzed. And we've had a lot of smart baseball people come on over the last 48 hours and say, this is bad business. You do not do this. You don't do this with great players. And you certainly, as Pedro Martinez is saying, do not leave it to owners to come in here and try to smooth something like this over. You want to understand baseball people? You use baseball people. That's why the Giants let Buster Posey run this entire show as opposed to Greg Johnson when it came to a major acquisition. That's all. That's kind of where I'm coming from, at least.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.